Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
1 year ago today started it all. It started a very interesting, stressful, tense week in our area. It was the shooting of 18-year-old Antoine Rose II by East Pittsburgh police officer Michael Rosfeld. There were protests in the street. There were a range of emotions, especially by young people in this area. Khalil Darden is the CEO of Young Black Motivated Kings and Queens. He was often in the forefront of those protests downtown. Welcome to the show, Khalil. Khalil, are you there?
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
Indeed. So first, let me ask you this. It's the 1 year anniversary. What goes through your head? What goes through your heart a year later?
Anger, hurt, sorrow, especially to see a mother go through things that no mother should ever have to experience, right? And to know that we really haven't changed from where we were a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right, a year ago, Antoine still hadn't had justice, and now we're still in that same spot. So I would say for today, running through me is just hurt. Hurt for them, but also hurt for the community that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
To know that we need change within ourselves and within our community.
So you were involved in a lot of the protests. Do you think that your message was heard by the larger community?
I think for our community, yes, a lot of unity was made. However, to people in office, I do, but then in a sense I don't, right? I feel like once they seen the protest and they seen the momentum, they seen that we weren't going to stop until we thought that we were going to get justice for Antoine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they trialed this officer knowing that he wouldn't be prosecuted to silence us, right? And I would say as a community, we dropped the ball on that end because they were able to silence us in a way until after the trial because they knew the way the law was written that this officer would not be prosecuted for what he did to Antoine.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think? We just talked to County Councilman DeWitt Walton, and he talked about the efforts within Allegheny County Council to get a citizen police review board countywide. Clearly, he's running into some obstacles in that area as well. Do you think that, what do you think about a countywide citizen police review board?
I think it's necessary, right? Because if you look into the history of what happened to Antoine, the officer who killed Antoine, he didn't have proper training before he went on duty that day, right? And so with having the police review board, we're able to see these officers, see what they've been through within the past and their past allegations, and we're able to make decisions as a community on who we want to police our communities.
So what happens from here? What do you think happens from here? What would you like to see happen from here, and what do you think should or will happen from here? Because sometimes what we want isn't realistically going to happen.
I would say I would like to see the use of force law changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that's the biggest thing for us as a community right now, to ensure that this doesn't happen to another young black man within our community.
And when you look back on the days of being out on the street with the bullhorn and sending a message, how do you reflect back on that now? Are you glad you did it? Do you wish you had done it more? Because, you know, at some point that became controversial. And people were saying, stop blocking the traffic. And there was a lot of pushback versus support.
I'm glad I did it, and as much as for those who are listening may take this to offense, I would definitely do it again.
Mm-hmm.
To remember and to always know that Antoine's name will never be forgotten in the city, no matter what happened. Right, so the officer being let off for murdering Antoine doesn't stop us from pushing Antoine's name and making sure that his story is never forgotten. And that was my point, and still is my point, to make sure that Antoine's mark is left here regardless. Regardless of the verdict is guilty or not guilty, Antoine's name is still remembered here within Pittsburgh.
And let me ask you one final question, because you and Antoine would have been close in age. I don't remember. I know I asked you a couple weeks ago exactly how old you were, but I'm going to be honest, I don't remember. But I know you're close in age. Do you think that his death resonated louder to you and your generation because at any moment that could have been you?
I do, and we have those conversations all the time, right? Like, you know what I mean, where it turned into a thing where that could have been me, right? 17 years old, out. It wasn't late, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. That could have been any of us. And to know that and to live within that, within a city that we live in, we have to fight for a change for us, because that could have been any one of us.
Indeed. Khalil Darden, CEO of Young Black Motivated Kings and Queens, thanks so much for joining us. And congratulations. I hear you had quite an event this past weekend, your Black Tie Gala, once again recognizing folks who are making a difference in the community.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I appreciate you for having me.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. You as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.